Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. David, can I make a quick correction on our podcast episodes together?
What is this like? Like a PSA of like...
PSA, darling. PSA.
What did you fuck up, Sarah? What'd you fuck up? I fuck up a lot of things, so no judgments.
When we're wrong with predictions, we make the correction. I had said a couple episodes ago that Justin Timberlake was nowhere near sold out here in LA at Kia Forum. I take that back. I got tickets. There were not a lot of tickets left, actually, for his May 17th and May 18th performance. Now, you could say it's not good that there still are a significant amount of tickets left here a month before the show. But, you know, I'm not going to be sitting front row. There were a few, but I wasn't going to pay the price. And there were a lot of reserved seats. So I'm wrong about these concerts, I guess. Justin Timberlake doing okay.
Well, I'm sure that Mr. Jessica Biel can sleep tonight, knowing that you've given him. You know who is sitting front row?
Who?
Me.
Of course.
But I'm not going. Who are you? I'm going to the two. God, May to October. My shows are not until October in the New York City area. This is an icon, Justin. This is an icon.
He is an icon. I do think it will be an amazing show. I'm going with my neighbor. She's fantastic. And we're just going to have a good night. I don't know that we're going to stay the entire concert, so that's why we didn't want to go all out. You, Mr. Yontif stays start to finish, waits for the meet and greet.
I don't understand this. Like, we're going to go to the movie. We're going to leave halfway through the movie. I don't understand that. I mean, you paid the money. In your case, you park the car. I'll take an Uber. You went up to the refreshment stand. You have your wine. I think you might even get a second wine. You're going to get your popcorn. You'll get your merch. You'll get a couple t-shirts. And you're going to leave early for the concert?
100%. I guarantee you I will not be there when he takes the stage for an encore. But, you know, so that's why I buy the cheaper tickets. And I'm fine walking out. I walked out of Taylor Swift. I paid an exorbitant. I paid a mortgage payment for her, and I did not stay. I stayed very close to the end. She was so good. But in my, I'm trying to think what she closed with. All our Swifties will know. But I thought,
they
I don't care
sure
about.
Will.
She hit all the hits that I wanted to hear. during the show, and a lot of people actually were with me at this stage. They left.
I might sell one of my nights for Justin. I have a Brooklyn and I have a New Jersey, you know, and I start to break out in hives when I cross that river. I get close to the Sauge. Do you know my friend Marge? The Sauge?
I do know your friend Marge. She's been looking all right, you know, I think she's been coming out on stage at Broadway and off-Broadway shows and the Sauge.
Margaret Josephs?
Oh. Is it different? Who's the Sauge? Her mom?
Oh, Miss Marge, Miss Marge Senior. They're going to Broadway shows these days, those two?
Well, no, I haven't seen Marge Senior, but Margaret Josephs, isn't that who you always refer to as the Sarge?
Yeah, that's okay. My friend Marge the Sarge. I figured if I cross the river to see Justin Timberlake, I might see her, I might see Aiden and Teresia. They like go to concerts there. They went to that Nicki Minaj, I think it was.
I'm actually regretting not going to her. I got to see if she is coming to LA, Gag City. But I'm not, I love a few of Nicki's hits, but I wouldn't be a hardcore.
Well, the Sauge may not be having her best moment, even though her new season is going to premiere. Kyle Richards is going through it a little bit too. The rumors are that the producers are saying, come out wherever you are. You know, we're bored of you and Mauricio, which
we are.
There's no more blood. And you better show us some of what's going on with you and Morgan.
All right. What are you hearing? So, you know, it was supposed to start filming. RHOBH, the next season, was supposed to start filming this month. I don't believe they're filming. I don't believe they're filming because of Kyle's...
They're not filming yet as of recording of this episode.
Kyle's a big X factor, and we'll get to the other X factor. But do you think these reports are true? They claim that production is squeezing Miss Morgan. Like, you cannot... Unless you are... But, I mean, they're never going to get rid of her, though. So do you think this story is real?
I think it's real, and I think it's not real. I think everything you just said is true. Like, I think that Alex Baskin and the producers are putting pressure on her. Like, what is your storyline next season? Well, you know, you are in a relationship with Morgan. Rihanna knows it. We all know it. I mean, if Rihanna says it's true, it's true. And what are you going to do? Film this whole season with your friend, Morgan? Because we just had you and your friend on, and you have googly eyes and you drool and you can't even see straight. So we're all on to you, Kyle Richards. We just had a whole season of you playing coy, and you got to come out wherever you are, girl. So I think that's true. And I think what you just said is true. Like, I don't understand. Like, they're going to let her go. They're not letting Kyle Richards go. So I don't know how this is going to work, but she ain't getting fired.
Well, that's the thing. What good is pressure without follow through? So, okay, are we going to play this cat and mouse game for another month? You better, where's Morgan? You better reveal this. And then at some point, Bravo is going to say, it's time to roll. So get her out there. Like, whatever, you know, we are not getting rid of her. Kathy is coming back to some role. So
you know this for a fact, Sarah?
Yes, I am telling you for a fact. I cannot say my source, but a source like so close to this show says yes. There is a reason. You saw Kathy at the reunion for a very big reason.
That's so, what I said. Am I your source, Sarah?
Basically.
I agree with you. I think you saw Kathy there for a reason. I think Kathy is coming back. I don't think Kathy is like the future of the show. I think we're going to have to get into the nitty gritty again. I think we need to like change the show the way Erica did, the way Dorinda did, the way Marge did, my friend the Sauge. Like, I think we're going to have some fresh blood that slowly starts to change the show. And I don't think bringing in one person works. We bring in Anne Marie. That didn't work. We brought in Diana. That didn't work. I think we need to bring in two people like we did in Jersey with Fuda and Cabral. I think they need two young blooded women to move this. One person is not going to survive the feeding frenzy of Erica Jane, the man eater, and Kyle Richards, the self-centered. The show's all about her and Doree. So I think you just need to bring in two people. But I agree with you. I think Kathy is coming back. as a friend of, and it's going to be epic.
I think it will be epic. I don't know what the point of this is. Aside from this Daily Mail article did release new, I thought, tidbits about what's going on with Morgan and Kyle. And essentially they say they are like fucking, basically, is what this article says. But they really are not, you know, Morgan makes Kyle feel good, but Morgan is also pursuing her career and on the road a lot. And so while they're having this fling, there isn't a real definition around this relationship. So it sounded
perfect. Sounds perfect. Wait, there's no definition, and you can come into town and we can have hot sex and then you can go on tour. I mean, sign me up. Like, where's my Morgan?
Right. But if you're Kyle, I can see how. Are you gay, or is this a one-off, or are you gay for this person? And maybe that is the same thing. I'm not sure. But I'm wondering for her, if she comes out, Morgan and I are, you know, we're doing it, we're having this relationship. I don't know. I mean, you know, then you're forever, to some degree, defined or labeled by that. So I'm wondering if she's just kind of wants to see it. I don't know.
Do we have to put a label on it? Can't
we
just say? Yes,
everybody does. Look, you can pretend every which way to Sunday that there's no label, but
people want a label.
I mean, I do think, thank God, in 2024, in my humble opinion, I think that labels mean less and less. I mean, people are, right? I mean, how many people now do you know that are every which way of fluid? I mean, you know.
I think Kyle is, I think that she is in love, and I think Morgan is in love, and this is a true love story. And I also think that Kyle, I don't think we're giving Kyle enough credit for being like, Kyle's all on board. Kyle is on board with the RHOBH train. And I do believe she's one of those who will do anything for the show. So I think we're going to get Morgan, and I don't even think it takes that much convincing. I think Kyle is like, this is what is right for the show.
Oh,
I don't
really
think it's fake. I think she's in love.
I don't think we're going to get Kyle. I don't think we're going to get Morgan much. I don't think we're going to get her. I mean, like I said,
I want her. I want Morgan. I want Morgan in every fucking scene. I want her there.
Well, me too. Nothing is, like I said, nothing is hotter than a late in life lesbian like couple. Like, let's see it. But I don't know. If Kyle was so on board, they'd be filming already. What's the hesitation?
You think, well, I'm not sure that I do think Miss Kemsley will be returning, but Miss Kemsley's not a shoo-in. There's these conflicting rumors, and there's nastiness that she might be out. She's on the chopping block, Miss Kemsley. I think she's going to survive.
Me too. And her friend, she's bringing apparently a friend in. Dorit's friend, Camilla, you think this is true, is now in the mix of RHOBH next season.
I have a lot of thoughts about
this. I love this combo, by the way. And they're saying this will be really great because if Garcelle gets into it with her, now Dorit has her friend who has her back.
Well, Dorit's friend is a Black woman. I mean, we have to just make note of that because we have eyes. What was her name? Camilla?
I think I'm saying that right. I'm the worst with names, so forgive me if it's probably something entirely different. But it's K-A-M-I-Y-L-A.
K-A-M-I-K-A. Let me write this out.
Yeah, write it out. You're much better with names than I am.
Why?
K-A-M-I-Y-L-A.
Camilla, yeah. Camilla? She's drop dead gorgeous from that picture.
Stunning.
She looks like a fashionista. Let's see what's going on with Dorit herself. But Anna Marie Wiley, to correct myself each time, has stated in many of her post interviews, since RHOBH, one of the things that she has brought up is that none of the women on the cast are able to speak up to Garcelle, that they are afraid because they are white women. And this is basically a quote from Anna Marie. And she was the only one that was able to do so. and everyone else is afraid to challenge Garcelle. So Dorit's friend probably won't be necessarily afraid, according to Anna Marie. And then when Garcelle calls Dorit a Karen, I guess this Camilla will speak up and say she is not a Karen. So perhaps we will see that. Look, I think it will be the season of Dorit versus Kyle. I think it did save Dorit's job. I don't know if she really was on the chopping block. They set somebody up each season to kind of, we had the Erica Jane season. We had the Kyle season. Maybe Kyle versus Dorit is enough, but I feel you when you get taken down the way Dorinda was when she came after Tinsley and then they showed her the door, and the way Lisa Winnow went cuckoo and they showed her the door. Eventually, nobody is protected unless you're Kyle Richards. I think Erica's pretty protected. I just think one day we're going to have a season that is the takedown of Garcelle. I think one day we're going to have the season that is the takedown of Sutton.
Well, we've tried a couple times with Sutton. Now, Crystal, I seem to be the only one that recalls this or cares. You know, Crystal tried to take Sutton down with alleged racist vibes. Then that ended. Last season, we tried to take her. We a little bit came for Sutton with an eating disorder and being an alcoholic. Didn't really stick. So,
but I mean the producers. The producers have to wake up and say, we're done with you, and now we're going to do you hardcore dirty. So I just don't know. Is that what's going to happen here to Garcelle? I don't think so. I think if Dorit comes back, I think it's just Dorit versus Kyle. And I think that's what it is. But who knows? But I think that from that picture, it looks like, you know, I love a nice, stylish, wealthy-looking housewife. So bring on Dorito's friend and keep Dorito. Keep her.
I love keeping Dorito at least one more season. Now, PK has been fired. He has a real estate, the equivalent of selling Beverly Hills, but he has it in London. It's not called London.
Didn't do so well, did it? I think it's called selling super houses. Let's get in with the Brits. Let's talk like the Brits. Selling super houses.
Darling. It wasn't so super, apparently. And it
what happened? Bad ratings?
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, they just basically said, look, it's not being renewed. The ratings weren't great. That was it. Now, that can happen to anybody, you know? I mean, do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy.
Poor PK, I'm sorry.
I didn't even know he had the show, so I'm not missing anything, I guess, because it wasn't airing here in the United States. I'm sure you could probably, if you knew the website, could get it somewhere, but I didn't even know he had a reality show going on.
That's when he was over in London, putzing around with the film in, and they said, you know, was he diddling and daddling? You know what I'm saying? The way I say Mauricio likes to diddle and daddle. Was PK diddling and daddling? We don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Call some investigator to find out, because that's interesting. I guess since we're still on RHOBH, do you think of this? You'd have to refresh my memory because I read them all, where Crystal Minkoff, troll or dummy account, whatever you want to call it was not Crystal, came for Anna Marie, and Anna Marie thought she was fighting with real Crystal and clapped back. And
correct.
Then I guess the real Crystal blocked her. Don't you know anything about this little spat?
Well, it's a now deleted post. Anne Marie responded to a parody account which brought up sexual assault allegations against her husband, Marcellus Wiley, as well as accusing him of being transphobic. False allegations against these athletes are easy, Anne Marie said. A terrible take, even when defending her husband. Anyone with actual money knows that, she continued. Another terrible take, as Crystal recently revealed her coconut water company was worth $100 million. Now, I wanted to get the actual whole.
She also response. Said something like, worry about your own husband lying, King, like L-Y-I-N-G, King. I thought that was kind of funny, kind of clever. No Me offense, too. Crystal.
This
kind
is
of
the,
funny.
So I love this. This is whole Anne Marie's post to Crystal, even though it was a fake account.
Anna Marie, yes.
Anna Marie writes, false allegations against athletes are easy. Anyone with actual money knows that. You worry about your husband, the lying King, L-Y-I-N-G, as you mentioned, and your brother. And then she had a fingers crossed and snow. So I'm assuming that he's doing coke.
When you see a snowflake, honey, there's only when you're given shade, there's only one thing I think of. And it's the white powder that goes up your nose.
I think of young people who are snowflakes now in their, 22 years old. They are also snowflakes. Oh,
precious little snowflakes. Okay.
Little snowflakes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and that video of you blurting out the N-word getting out. Fake woke racist.
Now, Anna Marie ain't playing.
Right. She isn't, except for it was a fake account. And she clearly came hard thinking that was the real Crystal.
And then didn't Crystal block her after that?
Yes. Yes. It didn't go well, but. It's Anna Marie put it out there. So you do have to wonder, well, where's this N-word video? And how does Anna Marie know that? Is that from one of the 14 friends?
I think Crystal does have real money now. Is there something else you want to tell us, Anna Marie? This Anna Marie, man, she's coming into a whole second life after leaving the show. Someone get a camera back on Anna Marie.
I liked her. I liked Anna Marie.
I liked her.
I like her. Smart woman on the show, even though she's not a doctor of anesthesiology. She is very smart. I love a smart woman on the show. But on TBD, not happening now.
A TBD. And I agree. It's going to start filming soon, hopefully. I'm excited for Beverly Hills. It is officially my favorite franchise. We all know how I feel about many of the other franchises. Oh, before we move on, I just got to say, I've been putzing around this weekend with the villa, that Vanderpump Villa over on Hulu.
Oh, what are your thoughts? Because I would say a lot of our fans and listeners are consuming and watching, and a lot of people seem to really like it. And to be quite frank, everybody seems to have moved on from Vanderpump Rules. Like, people are over it. They feel the season is so dark now.
I just think it's not a good sign when we watch a Vanderpump Villa and we say, there's just so much out there, interesting TV, that's not the same old tired formula. I just did on Patreon this past weekend, this is the beginning of the end for Andy. It's the beginning of the end for Bravo. I was pretty harsh, but I was very honest. So I'm just happy to be positive about something. Yeah, you watch a show like this and you're like, it's just the way it's shot is different. I have to tell you, this ain't Vanderpump Rules where Vanderpump pops in. You're getting a lot of Lisa. You're almost getting as much Lisa as we got on RHOBH. Oh. I mean, Lisa is on the show. She is involved. She has scenes. She's calling aside this one and this one's crying. I mean, Lisa is there. You see Lisa Vanderpump on air a lot. So the way it's shot is different. And it's just like, it's such a novel look. I don't know how my good friend Patty is doing on the CW, but we have the show I was on, Millionaire Matchmakers, rebranded to Matchmakers. So to me, Vanderpump Villa is just like, it's like a novel. It feels new and wow. It's kind of like a great idea because you still have the same Lisa. So I'm enjoying it myself. I'll be honest with you. I'm shocked at how much I'm lightheartedly enjoying it. So, whereas I'm not enjoying Housewives, I'm enjoying this. So I recommend it.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. Oh, and by the way, Christina Applegate, just to close out Beverly Hills, admitted that she offered the role years ago.
Yes. What did you make of this? She, I'm sure it was in an interview. I can't remember the actual source, but she said a decade ago, I believe by Alex Baskin, was approached to do the show. And I can't believe, I guess maybe they didn't end up picking her or she said no. And now she and Alex reflect on that and they're so thrilled because she goes, I told you, wouldn't I be the most boring housewife? And he's like, yeah, you would have been terrible. So she says she doesn't go out. She's never been I can relate to her actually more than ever. I'm going out on Tuesday to a live podcast recording. So, So, I mean, I'm out and about in LA, and so are you. Miss Yontif loves to say, oh, I'm staying in and ordering four pizzas. He's never home. He's never. If you showed up to his house, they wouldn't have seen him in 2 days. He is out on this town like you wouldn't believe. Anyhow,
yesterday brunch, I had brunch at Butcher Baker Candlestick Maker. Have you been there in WeHo?
Yep, that's a good spot.
Love.
I know. I saw you. I think you were out with your friend that you've been friends with for a year. Apparently, he's very handsome. I actually need to.
Oh, that friend. That friend, but this was someone different. Oh. I guess we get that sometimes.
A lot. Anyhow. What Applegate said. She seems boring. Yeah, Applegate. I mean, that would have been – I love when they mix Hollywood. I mean, we can talk – I could do a whole podcast episode on now Lisa Rinna. Because to me, I have news for Miss Bethany Frankel, for Luann. I believe Rinna may be the greatest post-housewife ever with what she's doing.
Talk to me.
You want to talk about it now?
Let's talk about it right now because I'm again, let me just start – by saying, I always say this is a time in one's life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Sometimes you last one season, sometimes you last eight. I was on board from day one. No, I mean, they also asked Jenny Garth. I had on my podcast. She's like, yeah, I've been asked. I think but she's like, I would never do it. I'm very private. I think every actress at some point that's, you know, on that not A-list. I mean, Nicole Kidman is not going to join the Housewives, but you know, like B-list with no insult, like they ask and then it's either a fit or not a fit. I think I came in loving Lisa Rinna. I love Melrose Place. I will die on that sword. They are trying to get it rebooted. They are shopping around the reboot. I do think Lisa Rinna will pop in if the reboot gets greenlit. And I will always love Lisa Rinna. She had a real life before the show, and now she has a life after the show. But let's hear your version of it, and then we'll talk about Andy's recent comments about Miss Rinna's afterlife.
Well, I second Mr. Cohen. So Andy says he never anticipated on his 2024 bingo card that Lisa Rinna would be walking in couture fashion shows in Paris. She's a legitimate model at nearly 60 years old. Can we, don't get me started. Don't get me on a rant. But where are women? Why are women not championing? Wait, how do I say the word?
Championing.
Yeah, whatever. Shouting from the rooftops. Here is a woman who is beating ageism. Isn't this what women's rights has been arguing and fighting for 50 years? Here's a woman who's doing it. Why isn't she everywhere? She is legit Marc Jacobs' front page campaign with her daughter. Do you think 25 or 30 years ago, they would have put a 60-year-old woman in a...
And don't say it's for the daughter, because where is Yolanda and Gigi's ad? There isn't one. No offense to Yolanda, but I'm just saying, if you say, you can't take it away from Rinna just because Delilah Bell's in the ad.
She needs to be a study for women's business. This woman has... I don't think people realize how damn broke she and Harry Hamlin were prior to getting on Housewives. They were not rolling in the cash. Harry had to take acting gigs. He did Mad Men scenes. He did, you know, they were trying to pay the bills because she had multiple failed boutiques, different exercise things.
Delilah Gray.
She is a study in so many things for women. I want a masterclass from Rinna. Then she's going to be on this Lifetime movie, Mommy Meanest, which essentially is that case, I'm sure people are familiar with this, of a girl, young girl, teenage girl, who was being bullied by her on her phone. She was getting these text messages, you ugly bitch, die, all this stuff. Well, come to find out, they end up reporting it to police, a detective, some other people begin to investigate, and it's the mother sending her own daughter these messages. And they have created that as a remake for this Lifetime movie. This woman is... why would you ever go back? And what a, you left one of the most hated housewives, okay? A lot of people would have curled up in a ball and said, who wants me? The world hates me, thinks I'm a racist, thinks I'm this, thinks I'm that. That woman, it doesn't matter. She gets hit by a Mack truck, she picks herself right back up. She heads out there, she pounds the pavement, she gets job after job after job and just succeeds. I don't know why, this is to me why I have a huge issue with most women's rights things now. This woman should be the front cover for us here, for women succeeding. But she ain't getting any flowers.
Well, that's because the world is full of, the world is full of fake.
Fake outrage.
I hate to use the word woke because then everyone comes for me, but fake woke hypocrites. So that is why you're not seeing people cheer for her, because we're a bunch of fake woke hypocrites in the world. I'm not.
Hero breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, MyOptimalBody.com, and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
But let me tell you something. Andy said yes. His post, his crystal ball post housewife saw her either on The Talk, which apparently is canceled. I just read that. I don't know if that's real. Either saw her on The Talk, which I saw her getting a job on The Talk, or a series regular on a series. Let me tell you something. My DVR is set. I have watched the trailer for Mommy Meanest. This looks like an absolute positive classic film. And by the way, say what you want about Lifetime. Guess what? Lifetime fucking pays. The shit does well. It makes money. Huge. And if you get a Lifetime movie, it actually pays you like way more than you think. So I agree with you. Mommy Meanest will be one of the finest pieces of cinema that I will be watching this year. It looks phenomenal. Her daughter is actually in it, Delilah, but she does not play her daughter. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know if Lisa got the job and said, well, here's my negotiation. Give me the same money. Just write a little part for Delilah. Cast her in that part. Whatever it is, I am ecstatic. I am right on board with you. Where is our all the supporters?
Well,
I really listen, I'm kind of the same way. I throw myself into any job I have. And then when the job is over, and I've been fired from every job. I've already said that. Because you're not supposed to bring your A game. But
correct.
You get into the job and you look in and you do get a, I hear you, Lisa Ren. I got a little lost in the weeds with all the companies I was working for. And you go a little cuckoo. And then when you get fired, you're like, oh, I could be best friends with all of you because like the job's over. Like I really think that she as an actress got this role and really just did what she was told and what she thought was right and really played the part so well. And then when it was over, she's like, oh, no hard feelings. I mean, she's running into Kathy.
And look, nobody. I mean, it will be interesting how they cast RHOBH, which is the marquee franchise. But ain't nobody coming for my Kathy. I couldn't be on this show. You think I would ever have the balls to stand? I don't care what you say. Kathy runs Beverly Hills. And she's earned it. Been a long time. I mean, Kathy is amazing. And Kathy and Rick do a lot of philanthropic work. But, I mean, the fact
don't
that
get
Rinna,
off Kathy's guest list. Don't get off Kathy's guest list.
I'm trying
Stay
to just
on it.
I'm trying to just work the cleanups. I'm just trying to get there. Can I deliver the tables? Like, I adore Kathy. She's who I aspire to be. But I don't think people realize, who are you going to get to have the balls to go against Kathy? And Rinna would sit there and she'd be like, Kathy, you are a homophobic. You know, she would just, I mean, you know, that takes balls. Maybe Erica Jane, but even EJ last season, they've all pulled back. I mean, you know, you're never going to get that again. What Rinna did was amazing. Amazing, amazing. And
it's a little shocking. It will go down as one of the, when we reflect back, when the Housewives is no longer on, and we do studies and talk about the great moments, that will be one of them, yeah.
She deserves her props, and other women should be celebrating what an incredible person she is. Like, just
everyone listening to this, has thrown up now, but that's okay because we don't pander the masses.
I don't care. All right. Where do you want to go? Because we have a ton to cover.
We have a few more minutes on this chat. Where you tell me where you would like to go. There's a lot. You're right.
How about Tori Spelling? You want to talk Tori Spelling or save that for next time?
You know what? It's related to RHOBH. So let's throw Tori in there. By the way, at the gym this morning at literally 3 in the morning.
You were there.
I don't listen to podcasts, but I listen to Shannon's podcast. The latest guest on Shannon Doherty's podcast was Miss Tori Spelling.
You don't listen to any podcasts? God, I have so many. Really?
But I realized this morning when I was alone at the gym at 3 a.m. that I need to take a break from all my music. So I'm going to start listening to Shannon's podcast from the beginning and just listen through. I might even listen to Tori's podcast. But Tori was actually on Shannon's podcast. So they talked about what led to their breakup as BFFs back in the day. Listen, all the 90210 stories I have heard a million times. But I mean, it certainly is great to hear it from Shannon and Tori in their 50s. What would you like to say about Tori? How she just came out swinging for Andy Cohn?
Although I haven't, I read it. So I always feel like it's hard to know the tone when you're reading it and not listening. But it was on her latest podcast episode. Tori kind of questions why she's never been selected for RHOBH when she knows every single woman on the cast. She's born and bred in Beverly Hills, knows the city inside and out. And she says it comes down, and Andy.
Off brand.
Really? And of course, I love Andy Cohen so much. This is his genius. You know, they run into each other all the time. And she's like, so why haven't you cast me? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know why we haven't. You know, I mean, maybe we should. And then, you know, it never happens. And so she says, let's get to the bottom of this, which is just what? I'm broke. I don't have any money. That's why you don't want me on here. Just say it. But it can't be that, because we've had other women on this show that don't have a lot of money, i.e. Rinna. I'm sure Rinna is making... Right. I mean, Robin
Erica
Dixon,
Jane.
Giselle. I mean, the whole RHOP cast, short of Charisse Jordan Jackson. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Now, Ashley and Michael
Charisse
had some money, but not. But they don't have like Sutton money.
Charisse has money?
Yeah, because Charisse Jordan Jackson was married to a well-known NBA coach, so he has pretty good money. She got a pretty good settlement.
There you go.
You know,
there
probably $10 million, $15 million.
That's not bad.
I mean, again, this ain't LVP money. Because LVP, they're bringing in $10 million probably a month. Not that they're
keeping
it
all.
She's
worth like $19 million LVP. Tori is being broke. Certainly is not helping her case. She's also a basket case. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, they need people to actually work, and she's like Tiffany Thiessen, who I would never do it, but she's like more on brand. She has the husband, she has the kids, she's running. Like, you gotta be smart and off center, but you gotta have your life. I mean, you can't say I'm a housewife and I don't know how to like cash a check. Like, I'm not good with money. Tori's just, I'm trying to be nice. She's also, it's like it would jump the shark. Like, she wouldn't blend with the group. She's very off brand. I'm sorry. Like,
you don't think
Rinna was
okay.
No, I think there are actresses that would be like, I could see Denise. We had Denise. Christina Applegate back in the day, sure. What other actresses are prime for this role? I don't know. There's a lot. There's not just, but
there's
no,
so
it's
many.
Like Tori is like a caricature of herself. I'm sorry. It's I'm not being mean. It's just, that's what it is.
Would you want Catherine and David Foster? Would you want David Foster back?
Catherine?
With Kat McPhee. I love her.
Is on brand if she... You know, we don't know what these people are like in their personal life, but she's on brand, sure. Right age, has a young child that's like a drum prodigy. I would take some Catherine McPhee, sure.
I got the most amazing David Foster red carpet interview in Washington, D.C. at the, what was it, at the Mark Twain Award. Not, it wasn't the Mark Twain Awards. It was.
And how was he?
Fabulous. Nobody wanted to talk to him. I was like, David. Because, of course, I knew him from Housewives. And he's like, you know me from Housewives, don't you? I go, yes, but I'm obsessed. Like, talk to me about the music. Talk to me about Earth, Wind, and Fire. What were they like? And we talked for like 15 minutes. And he's like, you know what? He's like, I like your, he's like, you got a good vibe. There's something about you. I go, David, there's something about you. Enjoy the show.
Positive running with David Foster. And he knew that you knew him from Housewives, well, huh?
I'm telling you, I was at, it was Kennedy Center Honors. This is only...
is big.
Okay, right before the pandemic, all right? They're there, they're honoring Sally Fields. So you have everybody from the cast of Mrs. Doubtfire, except for, of course, sadly, Robin Williams. Tom Hanks was there, Rita Wilson. And David Foster to Tom Hanks, nobody was asking to speak to David. And I'm like, David Foster is one of the greatest music producers of all time. I go, David, come on over. He goes, you know me from Housewives, don't you? I go, yes, I love you on Housewives. He's like, I know.
Story.
And I think his documentary came out during the pandemic where he actually gets very upset when people recognize him from Housewives instead of his Grammy Awards. However, we had just this lovely chat about music and entertainment. He's very handsome in real life.
Wow.
Okay, you're bored.
No. I am seriously not at all bored.
You're looking at
I love David Foster. I wouldn't mind seeing David Foster and
do you? Spencer Pratt. You should go on Spencer Pratt's TikTok. He has nothing good to say about David
Foster. Why? What happened?
That David cheated on, because, you know, David Foster before Housewives was on Spencer Pratt's. Spencer Pratt.
Brody.
Right, with Brody, pitched a, what was, even before The Hills, Laguna Beach, what was it called?
Wasn't that show on? It was on Channel 5, the Brody Boys with him. And Spencer was on this show?
Yes. Spencer was the one that got it. A young 20-year-old Spencer was the one that
Spencer's
got it picked up. And
Spencer had a bright future ahead of himself in the town. But now Brody's, no one seems to want to work with Spencer.
Isn't that shocking?
I love Spencer and Heidi. So, yeah, it is shocking. But what? He just said David Foster was a nightmare to work with?
Well, you know, it's very incestuous here. So Linda Foster, who was one of David's ex-wives, but also, if you recall, Linda was married to Caitlyn Jenner when Caitlyn was Bruce.
And they're still close.
They're still close. But Linda
and
had
Brody
had...
Brody is very close to Mama Linda.
Right. She'd had those boys, and then she met the very famous David Foster.
And that was the TV show.
That was the TV show. But
I
David,
watched it.
He tells the story of David Foster being caught in a car getting a blowjob from another woman while he was with Linda. And Spencer does not have a lot of good things to say about Mr. Foster.
He's a horny fuck, that David Foster. But I think, I mean, it seems that you have to be young and healthy for him to stay with you. But good for Catherine, because she is young and she seems healthy. So I think this might last.
Well, he's also 75 years old. I mean,
well,
how are we going to go out on the town again?
I was trying to be positive, but right. I think he is slowing down. And so just by default, Catherine is his possible final stop. And I mean, is she going to get all that money, or will it go to like Aaron and Sarah Foster and the kids? And or will Catherine McPhee just be the one that gets it all?
No, it'll be spread out, I'm sure. And they have a beautiful son together, Catherine and David. And he's already a
drum
musical
prodigy. Yes.
He's amazing. I love Kat and David. I just do. I love them together.
Well, there you go. She's a much better fit than Miss Spelling. Although I don't think Catherine, she's probably like, I got all the money. What the fuck do I need this for?
I don't think he wants to be known again for that show, but I'd love to see Kat McPhee. I bet Kat can hold her own. Like, she's been through it.
She would be a good one. Let's think of other people the next time we reconvene. All right. That would be great on Beverly Hills Housewives. There's got to be more actresses in that. There's no one really else from Melrose Place that's having their moment. I know everyone's going to say Heather Locklear. It's just,
mentally,
I'm sorry. And she's too old for the network. I'm not saying that. Again, I like older housewives, but they want 30s and 40s now.
I'm going to argue with you. No, there's a story that came out, and on the next episode, I'm going to argue with you about that.
There's a story. Okay, guys. Well, she's about to argue on the next episode. So now you really got a stake. She's going to hand me my ass, and that is what you all want. So on that note, that's a great place to start. And then we could also talk about another famous person who's popping into New York City, Miss Minkoff. So we'll talk about that on the next episode, too.
So many thoughts. Okay. Bye, David.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.